He had his own wife killed because he wanted another woman. Herod killed anybody who looked like they might want his throne. He was not a nice king. And so that's why he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. And then they quote Micah 5:2. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared, which was 2 years. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. Liar. That's what he was. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So the wise men, think about this. They took 2 years to get there. 2 years. No extra job. 2 years. That means they probably took another 2 years getting back. And what for? Just to worship for a few minutes. And if you notice, it's called child. And no longer was a stable, but a house. 2 years later, little Jesus is 2 years old. And they still came and they worshiped him. The idea of trusting Christ. Trusting Christ. That's the next thing. We need to trust Christ. One, in his humble beginning. He didn't come down as a king on a white horse or a big black stallion. He didn't come with a crown on his head. He didn't come being born in a palace. He came to be a savior to men. And so he became a man. And the humblest of men. Think about this. God became man where men lived. The shepherds praised, even though Jesus was in the manger. They trusted what the angel said. The wise men worshiped, even though Jesus was about 2 years old. And not in a palace, but in a backwater town called Bethlehem. And Bethlehem was called that. Not the exact words backwater, but that means a town that's out of the way, a town that's not really famous. Jerusalem was famous, but Bethlehem wasn't. And came where he is. Jesus came and became man. Became man where men lived. God became man where men lived. Came where he was everything. God the Father. He was the creator. He was light. He was everything. To become a baby where he had to be diapered. He had to be fed. He had to be taught how to walk. And he came where he created all things with his mind, with his thoughts, with his words. We came in the beginning, we came into creation by his words. And yet he came down to work as a carpenter's son and having to use the carpenter trade, and got his hands dirty. He was crucified between two thieves. That's humble. Because then they would strip them naked and they would put him on a cross. And these were people who were very violent or had seditions against the government. They were hated by the government. And so they would be nailed on a cross, stripped naked, and then hanging there for 2 or 3 days. That's how cruel it was. And he did that because he loved you. He loved me. He loved you. He loved me. thieves. He was humiliated by being beaten. It says in Isaiah 53, it says this, and starting with verse 3, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities, carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced. Remember the sword going into his side? He was pierced for our transgressions, and the crown going into his head. Pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. He took our sins upon him. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us turned his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he had not opened out his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. Sheep before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was humiliated by his beating. He was humiliated by his crucifixion. He was humiliated by the soldiers that beat him and put the crown and then put the robe on him and say, all hail, and then they stoned him. But also, he rose from the grave 3 days, exactly what he said. One of the times was in Matthew 20, 19. That's why they put a guard there. That's why they put a seal there. So nobody could steal his body and say, hey, he arose. But he didn't need his disciples. He didn't need someone else. He came out of the grave on his own. On his own. And it wasn't just for, quote unquote, to say he rose from the dead. In John 14, 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. His resurrection proved what he said would happen, that I would rise in 3 days, to prove that what he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He wanted people to know he had that power. Because you and I aren't going to raise from the dead by ourselves. But he is God. He came out and he said, I am the truth. I speak the truth. And that truth includes every one of us here. But not just our salvation. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says, with the mouth confession will be made, and with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. As well as it says that with the mouth and the heart man comes to know the Lord. In Romans 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, that he came not only save us, but also the idea of more than salvation. It says in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I, Jesus, have come that they might have life and have it to the full. So his purpose was, one, to give us a truth of our eternal destiny, of being able to go to heaven, to be with God forever. But he also came that you and I, amen, Annie? You and I would have life to its full. Every one of us can have abundant life. Now, that doesn't mean life gets easy when we trust Christ. Am I right? We still go through our struggles. But what it means is that we have someone to walk with us